248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Linda Kenyon in Washington. Former President Trump and a dozen Republican contenders shared a stage in Des Moines last night at the annual Lincoln Day dinner, even as Trump's legal troubles continue to grow.
The crowd mostly on Trump's side, just two lesser-known rivals called out his legal issues. Former Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson.
We need a new direction for America and for the GOP.
And former Texas Congressman Will Hurd.
Donald Trump is running to stay out of prison.
But the attacks fell flat. Because here in Iowa and everywhere else, Trump still leads by huge margins among Republicans.
CBS's Ed O'Keefe. With more on Trump's legal troubles, here's CBS's Christina Ruffini.
The three new charges found in the 60-page superseding indictment from a Florida federal grand jury include accusations that Trump conspired to pressure a Mar-a-Lago employee to delete security camera footage. There's also an alleged violation of the Espionage Act, charging that Trump showed an Iran war plan to several people without security clearances back in July of 2021 in Bedminster, New Jersey.
You still have a chance to win Mega Millions. Millions, or should I say, mega billion.
Nobody won last night's $940 million jackpot drawing, so the grand prize now climbs to $1.05 billion, $1 billion. Right now, that is tied for the fourth largest jackpot in Mega Millions history. It's been more than 3 months since someone matched all six numbers and won the Mega Millions jackpot. The next drawing is Tuesday.
That's CBS's Dana Jacobson. The heat wave is a major concern for everyone, especially for those who live in low-income neighborhoods. Why is that?
These areas tend to have many fewer trees and much more infrastructure like parking lots and roads in them that actually absorb more of the sun's energy and then raise the air temperature in these neighborhoods.
Jeremy Hoffman is the director of climate justice and impact at Groundwork USA. Striking actors are pounding the hot pavement outside Netflix offices in Los Angeles. They're getting support from some top names in the business, like Jane Fonda.
These unions coming together in solidarity is historically important. Union solidarity forever.
The actors' strike began on July 14th. Giving prisoners a better chance to succeed after prison, Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker has signed a bill to do just that.
Focuses our mandatory supervised release system on creating successful outcomes for those who were formerly incarcerated and improves the safety and peace of our communities.
The governor says the program also reduces the chances they'll be sent back. This is CBS News.
Need to hire quality candidates fast? You need Indeed, the end-to-end hiring solution. Attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
One in four car batteries is weak and needs to be replaced. Let our professional parts people test your battery for free at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
When you're trying to hire, all that searching, screening, and interviewing can become its own job. You need Indeed, the end-to-end hiring solution that makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire quality people. Visit Indeed.com/credits.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Hey, this is Petty Pincher Bob, and I love a good rummage sale. If you love them too, you can list your Saturday rummage sale right here on this radio station. Your 15-second Saturday rummage sale ad runs Friday all day and Saturday morning for only $50 per week. If you would like to list your Saturday rummage sale, call us now, 715-629-9501. The deadline for each week is Wednesday at noon. Operators are standing by now. Please have a valid credit card ready to go. See ya!
Hi, I'm Mandy Roberts, financial advisor with Thrivent. I'm here to help you assess your finances and find solutions to meet your needs. Let's ensure you have a strategy for success. To get started, call 715-470-1303. That's 715-470-1303.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. partly cloudy skies this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 82. Northwesterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 54. Tonight, mainly clear skies. Mainly clear skies and quiet again. Tomorrow, chance for scattered rain showers. Highs level off around 78. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 74.
Welcome to WFHR's Over the Back Fence. This is the show that invites you to call in to buy and sell items, help neighbors, and have a few laughs. There's no price limit on items, although we do ask you keep it to 3 items per call, and for-profit businesses must pay for advertising. WFHR offers no warranty, assumes no liability, and makes no guarantees regarding any items offered for sale. WFHR reserves the right to edit or to refuse any items or to terminate any phone call. Remember, when you call into Over the Back Fence, you are calling in a live radio show, and your call will be live on the air. Your call may also be recorded as part of the entire program for future use. The opinions expressed on this show are that of the host and callers and not necessarily that of WFHR, its advertisers, ownership, or staff. When you call in, please turn your radio down and have fun. And now let's get to it. It's time for WFHR's Over the Back Fence.
Welcome one and all to Over the Back Fence here on WFHR, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM, 1320 AM. I'm your host, Seth. Thanks for joining me on this gorgeous Saturday. It is Saturday, the 29th today? July 29th. It's about 11:06 on the clock. And this is the show where we take your phone calls if you're looking to buy or sell items from your friends or neighbors. If you're looking to talk about events happening in our area all throughout central Wisconsin or anything else, that is what this show is all about. We've got lots of stuff to go over today, but let's start off with what we do best, taking a phone call. Good morning. You're on the show.
Good morning. We are having a garage sale, estate sale at Little Pink Restaurant. That's at 910 Dura Beauty Lane until 4 o'clock today. We have a Coke dispenser. We got pots. We got pans. We got cups, glasses, coffee makers, tools, lawnmowers, lots more good things. And we have homemade bread.
Ooh.
For sale. So
you get something
down
to eat too, yeah.
Right.
What was the address one more time?
910 Dura Beauty Lane. We have everything's half price today.
Okay.
When I call the show. So.
All right. The Little Pink Restaurant, you have the sale going on till 4 today.
Yes. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Have a great weekend. Hope everything goes well for you out there. They've got a sale going on, an estate sale, half off everything today. Little Pink Restaurant up on 910. Oh, no, I got the name wrong. Anyway, it's a Little Pink Restaurant up there till 4 o'clock today. They've got bread, too. So they got some food you can get while you're shopping there. So, all right, that's how easy it is, everyone. Call with your sales, too. We love to talk about those, especially on days like today. It's so nice out there. We're going to talk about the rafters a little bit. First of all, though, I do want to give a shout-out to our sponsor, Jeff Clark and Associates, here in Wisconsin Rapids, and now also in Stevens Point. They have an office there now as well at 1265 Main Street, Suite 103. Or, of course, if you live in Rapids or in the area around here, you can go visit them here at 3340 8th Street South. Same number, same phone number to call if you have any questions, 715-424-4101, 424-4101, the number to call. Check out their website, jca-insurance.com. They're open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5 at both locations. Big shout out to them for your health, life, other insurance needs. Talk to Jeff Clark and Associates. No cost consultation. All right, let's grab another phone call right now. Good morning. You're on the show.
Good morning. I have a brand new double mattress for sale. It was $260. I bought it from Tammy's Home Furniture, and now I'm trying to sell it for $100. It's not needed anymore. My daughter moved in with her boyfriend, and it's hardly ever been used.
All right.
Slept on 4 times.
Okay. What's your number?
My phone number is 715-424-2775.
424-2775.
Yes.
All right. Thank you so much. Have a great weekend.
Yep. You too. Bye.
Got a double mattress here for sale. It's not been used hardly at all. If you're interested, 424-2775, 2775, 424-2775, the number to call for that. Now, it's been really weird the last couple of days with the rafters because they've had two rainouts. It's been, we've gotten, you know, it's really funny. We've had most of the season. We've done really great. We haven't had many issues with rain or weather, but 2 days in a row here, they have had to stop a game. So first of all, the game that they were not able to play on Thursday, let's get to that one first. That one has been rescheduled. That will be coming up on Monday. The Rafters will be playing a doubleheader. So it's really interesting the way they've got this figured out. So at 3:50, we'll have the pregame here on WFHR. The game is going to start at 4:05. That's going to be up in Wausau. That game will be a nine-inning game. Now, following that game, immediately, no pregame, no nothing, they're going to play game two, and that's only going to be a seven-inning game. So just get all that out there. There will be two games on Monday at Wausau. Both will be broadcast, of course, here on WFHR, so don't miss that. They have not rescheduled the game from last night yet, as far as I know. Looks like they're supposed to have an off day on Tuesday. That may be filled up with another game against Wausau. We'll see what happens there. All right, let's keep the calls coming here. Good morning. You're on Over the Back Fence.
Good morning. I still got my 55-gallon aquarium for sale. It's set up for a turtle. It's got all lights, pumps, heating lights, and whatever, and a real good stand for $50.
All right.
715-451-1285.
451-1285.
Yep.
All right. Have a great weekend. Thanks a lot for the call. We got an aquarium here, a big one for a turtle, originally set up for a turtle. If you're interested, 451-1285, 451-1285, the number to call for that. All right. Keep the calls coming, everyone. So let's just looking ahead here on the Rafters. Like I said, we're not sure if they're going to be making up a game on Tuesday, the one they missed yesterday with the very violent storm that came through here. We'll have to wait and find out for that. The Rafters will be on the air throughout the rest of the week here, and we'll get into that in just a little bit. And you can get into our weekly schedule and other parts of our schedule here in just a minute. But let's get back to what the show is all about. Let's grab another caller. Good morning. You're on the show.
Good morning. I have a couch. Somebody would have to come and two strong people would have to come and take it out of my living room. Best offer, or just give me an offer and I'll give it to them.
Okay.
The phone number is 421-0910.
421-0910.
That's right.
All right. Thanks so much for the call. Yep. Have a great day. We've got a couch for sale. Make a best offer and come pick it up. She'll be willing to part with it. Give her a call at 421-0910. 421-0910 is the number to call for that. Getting some other programming notes coming up for this weekend. Oh my gosh. I've already been to Wautoma and back this morning. I don't know where I am right now. We do have a game coming up tonight with the Rafters. They're in Green Bay for a two-game series. The pregame starts tonight at 5:50 p.m. Start time at 6:05. And then tomorrow on Sunday, they've got an afternoon game. Pregame 12:50. Game starts at 1:05. Join Joey and the rest of the broadcasting team as they call the games from Green Bay today and tomorrow. Stay tuned for that. And then, of course, we've already talked about the games coming up after that. All right, let's go back to the phone lines here. Good morning. You're on the show.
I have for sale a single burner electric range for $10 in a pair of men's Thorogood leather shoes. They're brand new for $10, size 13. My phone number is 715-991-0242.
991-0242.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you. Have a great weekend. Thanks for the call. We got a single burner range and a pair of men's shoes, size 13. If you're interested, 991-0242, 991-0242, the number to call. Keep those calls coming. 424-2600 is the number to get on the airwaves here. All right, so let's talk a little bit about tomorrow, what's coming up on WFHR tomorrow. Unfortunately, no rebroadcast of the Polka Show. Of course, the Rafters will be preempting that. But the Rafters will be wrapping that up soon, so you'll be getting your polka again, everybody, as we go into fall. Oh, my gosh, I shouldn't say that. It's not even August yet. We're not going to talk about that. No, still summer. But tomorrow, if you tune in from WFHR from 6 to 8, and I don't know why you shouldn't. Set the Face of the Music. Got a new show this week talking about the human face, songs about the face. It was a real fun show to put together. It's interesting that how many different ways you can use the word face in a sentence. Think about it real quick. Well, they've used it in songs too, so stay tuned and check it out. 6 to 8, Seth Faces the Music. And then Director's Cut this week, fantastic episode from 8 to 9. James and I spoke with Michael Charles, a blues guitarist, singer. He is originally from Australia. He's lived in the United States for many years. He's become a citizen. He is based out of Chicago. He is in the Chicago Blues Hall of Fame. He first came over to play with the great Buddy Guy at his place in Chicago. Amazing. He will be coming to Holly Rocks August 5th. He'll be in town here, Miss Michael Charles. So come listen, check out, great interview with Michael. Listened about his history, about what his kind of music he does. We've got a whole bunch of music tracks that we're playing in the show. You can listen to what he sounds like and the wonderful musician he was. 100% thank you to him for taking the time to talk to us. He's a pretty big deal, and we're very, very lucky to have him on Director's Cut. That's coming up this Sunday, 8 to 9. Michael Charles, singer, guitarist, songwriter. Check it out. Can't wait for people to hear that interview. We have a couple more very, very fun interviews coming up. And since James isn't here, I can talk about it and I won't give anything away. We have a very, very cool guest coming up in a couple of weeks if everything works out right. And we are so excited. We can't say anything quite yet, but we are very excited to have this person on. So stay tuned. Stay tuned to Director's Cut. Stay tuned to WFHR. Don't forget, weekdays from 7 to 8 on our sister station, WIRI, West Country. We've got the Sunrise Show, 7 to 8. Join James and his guests for that. And then from 8 to 10, we move over here to WFHR with the morning show, the one you know and love with all the great features with Misty's Menu, Star of the Day on Friday. We've got Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday, Pet of the Week, all the great features on the morning show. Don't forget on Monday, of course, Playmakers from 3 to 4. That will be cut a little bit short because we do have to get to the Rafters game, and that is okay. But just remember that we'll be going right into the Rafters game from Playmakers on Monday. And then after that, Tuesday through Friday from 3 to 4, we've got Midday Magazine, James Interview Show with all of the interesting people around here that we love to have conversations with and find out what's going on in central Wisconsin. Don't forget on Thursdays, my show on WIRI, Trail Tunes from 7 to 8 every Thursday. It's a fun show. If you haven't checked it out, I would encourage you to do so. Cowboy songs, Western songs, South of the Border, classic cowboys, lots of movie singing cowboys. It's a show. If you love that sort of thing, you'll love the show. Check it out if you have not done so yet. Trail Tunes every Thursday from 7 to 8 on Wisc Country 105.5 WIRI. Did I get everything? I think so. I think I got it all. So, all right. With that, I guess we will take our first break of the day. 424-2600 is the number to call. After we come back, I'm looking to our mailbag. We're looking at events coming up here in central Wisconsin. And, of course, more of your phone calls right here on Over the Back Fence on WFHR.
This is an advertisement for health insurance from Jeff Clark & Associates Insurance Services. There are many ways to purchase health insurance. You can go online, attend a seminar, or even call an insurance company. But when you are ready for personal, individual, professional, one-on-one service, come see us at Jeff Clark & Associates Insurance Services. We offer a variety of health insurance plans and companies to help you find the best plan to fit your needs. Come to your local agents, Jeff Clark & Associates Insurance Services, 3340 8th Street South, or call 715-424-4101.
The 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline is here and ready to help anyone experiencing a suicidal, mental health, or substance use crisis. Call, text, or chat 988 to get connected to a trained Lifeline counselor. 988, here to support you. Sponsored by Wisconsin DHS.
Smiles are powerful. They spread joy, laughter, and hope. But not everyone gets a fair chance at a smile. Every 3 minutes, a baby is born with a cleft, making it difficult to talk, hear, eat, and even breathe. In America, most children with clefts receive immediate care, but others around the world may never have access to the surgery they need to thrive. SmileTrain is changing that. As the world's largest cleft charity,
Our sustainable model has sponsored more than 1.5 million smiles. We offer training and financial support to local medical professionals so they can provide life-changing surgery and other essential services at no cost to families.
It's more than to see these children, to hear the difference that we make. And for me, being born with a cleft lip and palate, knowing what they went through is so life-changing for me.
Help us change the world one smile at a time. To learn more, visit smiletrain.org/learn.
Civic Media isn't just another broadcast company.
We're your neighbors. We bleed green and gold.
And we love nothing more than to help fellow Wisconsinites succeed.
Whether your business wants to advertise to your local community or the entire state, Civic Media can help. Find out more at civicmedia.us.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR.
Partly cloudy skies this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 82. Northwesterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 54. Tonight, mainly clear skies. Mainly clear skies and quiet again. Tomorrow, chance for scattered rain showers. Highs level off around 78.
For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 74.
I can see her lying back in her satin dress, in a room where you do what you don't confess. Sundown, you better.
Welcome back to Over the Back Fence on WFHR. It's 11:21 here on this July 29th. Wonderful Saturday out there. Hope everyone's having a nice day out. As we listen to Gordon Lightfoot sing about sundown. Not sundown yet, just waiting for your calls. 424-2600 is the number to get on these airwaves. While I'm waiting for those calls, got some stuff to go over here. We've got our mailbag items. We've got one item in there today. We'll get to that in a minute. And then, of course, after that, we've got our news and notes, calendar of events, as well as anything else that you want to talk about out there. 424-2600 is the number. All right, and so before we get into our mailbag, let's go ahead and grab that phone call that just came in. Good morning. You're on the show.
Yes. I'm looking for a house to rent, a small house or apartment or something that will take pets, a small dog. It's for a single lady, and it would like it somewhere between Rapids and with Stevens Point or Junction City around that area. And if they could give me a call at 715-781-5855.
781-5855.
Yes.
All right. Thanks for the call. Let's see if we can find someone to give that person a hand looking for a small house to rent up in the between Rapids and Stevens Point, by the sounds of it, Junction City area, maybe Rudolph. If you think you can help them out, that would be great. 781-5855, 781-5855 is the number to call if you can help them out. And that would be great. If anyone would let us know if we could find something for that person, that would be great to report and let people know that that person has found somewhere to live. We do have, like I said, one item from the mailbag that we want to go over today. We've got hard and soft cover books, 50 cents each. Have 50 at least to choose from for men and women, all famous authors. If you're interested in some books, instant library, everyone, 424-2216, 424-2216, the number to call for your instant library. That wraps up the mailbag for today. Want to let everyone know that we would be pleased if you could add something to our mailbag. You can do it in a lot of different ways. I'll get to that in just a minute, but let's go ahead. Let's keep these phone calls rolling in. Good morning. You're on the show.
Good morning. We have a brand new bread maker, never been used, $25, 715-424-1058.
424-1058.
Thank you.
Thank you. Have a great weekend. Got a brand new, never been used bread maker. If you're interested, 424-1058, 424-1058, the number to call there. As I'm going through all this information, by the way, just feel free to call 424-2600. I will finish reading what is in front of me and get to your phone call as soon as I can. One more note about the mailbag items. You can email it to us at otbf@wfhr.com. Seth@civicmedia.us. You can send it directly to me. We can send it to Pam as well. Pam@wfhr.com. Any way you want to get it to us, make sure you limit it to 3 items and make sure a good description of the item or items and a contact information, of course, very, very important. If you want to drop it off in person, come on down, 1690 2nd Avenue South. Drop it off during our normal business hours, 9 to 4, Monday through Friday. Give it to Pam, and she will make sure we get it on the air. All right, turning now to our news and notes and calendar of events. Lots of stuff to get into. Today, as a matter of fact, we got a couple of cool things happening, and we want to let everyone know about it. Going on right now as we speak, of course, the Downtown Farmers Market here in Wisconsin Rapids takes place every Thursday and Saturday from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. on 1st Avenue South between West Grand and Goggins Street. You'll find fresh flowers, locally grown fruits and vegetables, baked goods, free activities for the kids. We have a Casey Twist Balloon there today. So if you want a twisted balloon, ooh, that sounded kind of weird. If you want a balloon twisted, doesn't sound any better. If you want to go get a balloon animal, how about that? Go get a balloon animal. Go down to the farmer's market. Casey Twist Balloon Creations will be there till 1 o'clock today to get you one of those if you are interested in that. Also starting right now, we've got the Frank Hornburg chapter of Trouts Unlimited. We'll have their annual brat fry at Fall Line Outfitters. From 11 to 2, that means it has started already. It's located on the square in downtown Stevens Point. So if you want to go head up there, get a brat, support Trout Unlimited, please stop by and support their chapter. That's what they're asking for today. It's going until 2 o'clock. Go get a brat fry. Go up to Stevens Point on the square right there at Fall Line Outfitters. That is where the brat fry is going on. Very, very cool. All right, let's pause for a moment here to take a phone call. Good morning. You're on Over the Back Fence.
Good morning. I got an air conditioner I've been trying to sell. Reduced the price to $125. Call 325-6650. Leave me a message because I'm not home right now.
Okay. 325-6650.
Thank you.
Thank you. Have a great weekend. Thanks for the phone call there. Got an AC for sale and a unit for sale. If you're interested, 325-6650. 325-6650, the number to call for that. Excuse me. Now, up next, we do want to make sure two more things that are going on today that we do want to mention because they're very, very cool events. Another event that has started already, it is the 3rd annual Touch a Truck event. This is sponsored by the Family Center, a very, very important institution here. It's going out till 3 o'clock today. Go head on over to the Grand Rapids Lions Club. They've got food, games, and prizes for the kids. They've got raffle baskets. They've got souvenirs. They've got all kinds of cool trucks, including the LifeLink 3 helicopter, weather and patient permitting. Well, of course, the weather is beautiful today, so I'll bet if, unless they're needed, the LifeLink helicopter will be there, which is very cool. You can check out an RV camper, a semi-tractor trailer, emergency vehicles, Wood County Sheriff, MRAP. Utility vehicles, giant grocery cart. How cool is that? Wood County Head Start bus, the WW and LC bucket trucks, and more. This is just a way to check out a whole bunch of cool trucks. That's what it's all about, everyone. There's also free vision screenings for preschoolers by the Grand Rapids Lions. There's also going to be special appearances by Miss Wisconsin Rapids. Our good friend Maria Hartley will be there. Very cool. And other surprise guests. We can't stress enough how cool of an event this is. Go support the Family Center. Get some donations in there. Some great hands-on activities for everybody of all ages. Just a wonderful, wonderful event. Going till 3 o'clock today at the Grand Rapids Lions Club. Go check it out. Something else to check out today. The annual Who Done It? By the Historic Point Boss, The Lumberman's Lament, written by Luke J. Conkle. James had the chance to talk to Luke recently about his writing this, and it's always a wonderful conversation. Go check it out. It was on Midday Magazine. You can go to civicmedia.us, click on shows, find Midday Magazine, click on that, and you can listen to Luke talk about his writing of this. Here's a little idea of what the story is. While Point Boss holds its mysteries, though its relationship to the lumber industry is no secret. When a crew of lumbermen came to Point Boss for the height of the summer logging season, they arrived with a whole cast of characters: a steward hired by the rail company, a laundress, a cook, and the crew's foreman, Clive Dunstan. Foreman Dusty turned up dead shortly after they arrived. It is summer in Point Boss, after all. What's more, that steward is rumored to be something of an amateur code breaker, and a number of seemingly coded messages have appeared around town. But does this have anything to do with the foreman's death? Join the citizens of Point Boss for an afternoon of secret ciphers and suspects. Can you crack the code? Perhaps it will even help you figure out who done it. Fabulous event that they have every year, happening today. Starts at 2 o'clock, goes till 5, down at Historic Point Boss, 300 Wakely Road in Nakusa. Adults are $5, students $2, preschoolers and members are free. This is a fabulous event, and we are so happy to support them. It's so much fun. Go check out the citizens, local actors, and local people, staff of the Historic Point Boss. We'll be reenacting the people of this story, so I can't tell you how much fun it's going to be. Go and check it out. A couple more items that we want to highlight coming up this week, right now, I do want to remind everyone that it is fast approaching. This coming Thursday is the deadline to sign up for Stuff the Desk. And once again, that is a collaborative community initiative led by the United Way to ensure each student has the supplies they need to learn. All families with financial need are eligible to receive free school supplies. Two ways that you can register. You can go to their website, uwswac.org, click on the Stuff the Desk banner, or call 211 Monday through Friday between 8 and 5, and they can sign you up there. Once again, the deadline is finally almost here. I cannot believe it. Thursday, the 3rd, this coming Thursday, August 3rd, is the deadline to sign up for Stuff the Desk. Now, the reason that they're doing this, Stuff the Desk, of course, is happening August 18th and 19th. You are assigned a specific time to come in, and that's why they need you to register for that. Part of the issue is walk-ins will only be accepted on Saturday, August 19th between 10 and 10:30 a.m., and supplies are not guaranteed. So make sure you sign up. This is very important, so go ahead and do that right now online. You can wait. You may have to wait till Monday if you want to call 211, but then they can get you signed up for that as well. Thursday is the deadline. Let's take a look and see what the summer camp is this coming week at the YMCA. We're looking at Hooked on Fishing Week. Join us to learn fishing techniques, safety, and spend lots of time fishing. Campers will fish by the shore in different locations during the week, weather pending. Fishing poles will be provided. If bringing your own pole, be sure to label them. Start your angling career at Camp Alexander. Very cool. If your kids are interested in fishing, or they just love fishing, this is the week to go join the YMCA. For more information, of course, you can go to their website, swcymca.org, or call 715-818-9622 if you want to learn more about fishing. So that's coming up this week. Very cool. If you are so inclined to put a line in the water. Continuing on, over in Port Edwards, at our friends at Alexander House, they've got a Monarchs in Art display going till August 15th. It's a juried mixed-media exhibition exploring the beauty and brilliance of the monarch butterfly, and to celebrate Port Edwards being named a monarch village, which is also very cool. The Alexander House is open from 1 to 4 on Sunday, Tuesday, and Thursday, or by special appointment. Go online to check out more information, alexanderhouseonline.org/events, and you find out more about this specific event going on, this monarch art display. They are done now with the breakfast, the Wisconsin Rapids Public School. The breakfasts are wrapped up for the summer, but they are still offering lunches at two different locations. Mead Park, nearest the splash pad, from 11:30 to 12:30 through August 18th. And the same schedule, 11:30 to 12:30 through August 18th at Witter Park, the shelter outside the Aquatic Center. Please note that all meals must be consumed on site. Big shout out to the Wisconsin Rapids Public School District for making these meals available to all children under the age of 18. It's a wonderful program, and we thank them so much for this. All right. We're going to, I think, take a quick break here. When we come back, we'll get into some more stuff that's happening this coming week. And, of course, more of your phone calls. Keep them coming, everybody. 424-2600 to get on Over the Back Fence on Locally Grown Radio.
Locally Grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Hey, this is Penny Pincher Bob, and I love a good rummage sale. If you love them too, you can list your Saturday rummage sale right here on this radio station. Your 15-second Saturday rummage sale ad runs Friday all day and Saturday morning for only $50 per week. If you would like to list your Saturday rummage sale, call us now. 715-629-9501. The deadline for each week is Wednesday at noon. Operators are standing by now. Please have a valid credit card ready to go. See ya!
Living happily ever after isn't always a reality. If you're over 50 and are considering divorce, attorney Andrea Gage with the Everson Law Firm can provide the guidance you need. Andrea focuses on silver divorces, the kind that get more complicated over time and present unique challenges. A family, multiple properties, significant assets. Andrea and the team at Everson Law have the experience to protect your interests. Call Everson Law to set up an appointment with Andrea today. It's never too late to be happy. Everson Law, 920-435-3734.
Are you a veteran who needs assistance? Do you know a veteran who needs help? Those who bravely served our country should not have to worry about how they will afford their next meal, where they will sleep at night, or feel alone dealing with mental health or substance use issues. Help might be closer than you think. The Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs is here for Wisconsin veterans, their families, and their survivors. With our network of partners, like your local county Veterans Service Officer, we can help connect veterans with services such as medical care, financial and legal assistance, housing, mental health services, substance use treatment, and more. We stand ready to serve you. For more information, call 1-800-WIS-VETS or visit wisvets.com. That's WISVETS.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs, with funding provided by the Milwaukee Brewers and the Brewers Community Foundation.
Here's your forecast from Locally Grown Radio, WFHR. Partly cloudy skies this afternoon, with daytime highs approaching 82. Northwesterly winds, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 54. Tonight, mainly clear skies. Mainly clear skies and quiet again. Tomorrow, chance for scattered rain showers. Highs level off around 78. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Vujcicki. Currently, it's 74.
Welcome back to Over the Back Fence here on WFHR, everyone. Hope you're having a great Saturday out there. Couldn't be lovelier. What a nice, nice day for today. To the rain last night and all the heat that we've been experiencing. It's 11:37 on the clock. It is July 29th, and the month is almost over with. And my goodness, I can hardly believe it. My good, what happened to summer? I mean, I know there's still some left, but I don't know. All right, let's get back into what's happening this coming week. And I do want to let everyone know of the blood donation challenge that Civic Media is doing right now. And I'll give you a couple of opportunities to do that this week. I want to let everyone know this has been extended through the end of July, past the end of July, into August. So you can still go ahead. When you go and give blood, take a selfie, put the hashtag up there, Civic Pints. And you are automatically entered to win some great prizes, including some swag, Civic Media stuff. We've got some Brewer tickets to give away. We've got some State Fair tickets to give away. And if you want to go ahead and put WFHR, WIRI on there, make sure you put that on there. And you will instantly get some Rafters tickets. So that's great. I mean, we got some Rafters games still coming up this year. And we want to make sure that you are out there giving some blood. Make sure you take that selfie. You can also upload it right on Civic Media. Go to civicmedia.us/giveblood, and you can upload that picture, that selfie, right there as well. If you live in the Marshfield area, you have an opportunity coming up on Monday from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Holiday Inn, 750 South Central Avenue. They will be holding a blood drive there. So go if you want, if you are in that area up towards Marshfield. That's be the opportunity to do that. 11 to 5. Don't forget to take that selfie and put that hashtag on there. That's Civic Pints. So make sure you put all that there. Also, if you're in the Stevens Point area around here, they have the Blood Donation Center, of course, is open most days, including this coming Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday. They'll be open all of those days. They're at 3201 C Main Street. They're right next to Hyde Music. You can't miss them. They're right there. Great staff. Great way to give blood anytime you are able to up in Stevens Point area. So make sure you put that hashtag on there. Get that selfie in. Get some swag. And help people. That's what the main thing is all about, is it not? All right, before I continue, let's go ahead and get a phone call right now. Good morning. You're on the show.
Yes, I have a Garcia 15 tennis racket. That's the metal type, and it's in perfect condition, and it's got a cover for $20 or best offer, 715-423-7070. I also have a brand-new, never-used dog carrier for a small dog, and that is $20 also. And the same phone number, 423-7070.
All right. Very good. Thank you so much for the call. Have a great weekend.
You bet. Thank you.
All right. Yep. Got a couple items there. Got a nice tennis racket going on there if you're interested in that, or a small dog carrier. She's got both. 423-7070, 423-7070 is the number to call if you're interested in that. All right, let's move along and see what's coming on this coming week. Let's see what's happening here in Wisconsin Rapids and throughout central Wisconsin. We've got a fun activity coming up on Tuesday. It is the annual National Night Out. It's happening from 5 to 7 at Crossview Church parking lot. There will be law enforcement and fire department vehicles on display, as well as community partner booths with activities for the kids. They will also have Big Red's Barbecue Smokehouse food truck. Get some barbecue while you're at it. Yum, yum. National Night Out is an annual community-building campaign that promotes police-community partnerships and neighborhood camaraderie to make our neighborhoods safer, more caring places to live. National Night Out enhances the relationship between neighbors and law enforcement while bringing back a true sense of community. Furthermore, it provides a great opportunity to bring police and neighbors together under positive circumstances. Ain't that the truth? That's a wonderful, wonderful thing. So that's coming up this Tuesday from 5 to 7 at Crossview Church parking lot, the annual National Night Out. Going to be a good time for all. Plus, get barbecue. I mean, they had me at barbecue. I mean, really. And when you're done there, well, your night does not have to end. You can just shuffle on down to Robinson Park. It is the final city band concert of the summer. They're done. I can't believe it. This is it. Coming up on 7:30 at Robinson Park on August 1st. That is Tuesday. It's the dance concert with the Swing Doctors. Oh, it's going to be such a fun show. What a way to end the season here. Can't wait. And it's going to be great. Bring the family. Like I said, after the National Night Out is done at 7 o'clock, just go on over to Robinson Park. Go listen to some great music. Have some fun, everybody. We've got such a great city band, very talented, and they are put on a wonderful show. So grab that for the last time for this summer. Of course, coming up on Wednesday, like every Wednesday, we have our good friends over at the Wisconsin Rapids Elks Lodge, number 693, with their weekly bingo game. Doors open at 5. Bingo starts at 6:30. 430 West Jackson Street is the location. Go support the Elks and all the great things they do for our community. Give back to them a little bit. Plus, Two Hearts Catering will be open. Excellent food there as well. Looking ahead to Thursday, not only do we have, of course, the Downtown Farmers Market, which I mentioned earlier, every Thursday from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m., having all the great vendors that we have there, get some great baked goods and other things. But, of course, Thursday also means lunch by the river. And this one coming up is an important one, because we want to remind everyone, not only is it from 11:30 to 1 every at Veterans Park, I should say, but this coming one is the sponsor is the United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties in Solaris. This is the collection for stuff. This is Stuff the Bus. And if you have been collecting those back-to-school items, getting everything gathered up, Thursday is the day. Not only is it the deadline to sign up for Stuff the Desk, it is also the day to fill that bus bring all your backpacks, pencils, paper, notebooks, everything that you're going to be giving to the Stuff the Desk event. They're going to be collecting it this coming Thursday. And Miss Wisconsin Rapids, Maria Hartley, will be making an appearance as well. Say hi to Maria. It's really cool. Plus, that's not all. Rumors will be entertaining you. We'll be playing some music. So it's going to be a great lunch by the river on Thursday. Stuff the Bus. We've got Miss Wisconsin Rapids. We've got Rumors, sponsored by United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties and Solaris. Great stuff. And don't forget, coming up on August 17th, we've got a sponsorship by, what is this, WFHR, WIRI? Ooh, our sponsorship's coming up as well. So stay tuned for all of that. Only a few, we've only got about a month left of Lunch by the River, so if you haven't had a chance to get to it, now is the time. Great food down there as well. We've got Jamaican Kitchens, Rocky Rococo, Hawaiian Plate Lunch, Chatterbox, La Taqueria, Joe Street Eats, and Granny's Beach and Ice. Great name. Love that. Speaking of food on Thursday, don't forget that the Neighborhood Table will be having their community meal from 4:30 to 6 on site at their at the Focus Building, 2321 West Grand Avenue. That's also where Fort Sweps is, and the backpack program all originate out of that building now, including the Neighborhood Table meal. Again, Thursday, 4:30 to 6 over there on West Grand Avenue. Let's see here. What time do we got? Oh, I can go through. Let's see. Are we going to go? Should we go to next week? Should we go to next week yet? I don't know. Let's see. Why don't we? Let people know about what's going on. Coming up on Friday, August 4th, we have the Art Stevenson and Highwater. That's the name of the band for the Alex C. Dove Memorial Concert. Of course, a lot of people know the Dove's Nest, and that was from the Alex C. Dove Foundation. They're the ones that do that wonderful charity to get people to come up here and just relax. Those people who are dealing with long-term illness, with cancer, going through cancer treatments. It is such a wonderful wonderful institution that they brought here. And this is a way to help support the Alex C. Dove Foundation. They've partnered with Visit Rome to offer an Alex C. Dove Memorial Concert scheduled for Friday, August 4th at the Rome Town Center Park. Food and refreshments will be available, including the first brews from Up North Brewing Company in Rome. How about that? Get to try their first brews. Oh, that's so cool. Raffle tickets will also be available for purchase. Grab your lawn chairs and blankets and come out to the park for a wonderful night of music. That's going from 5 to 8. August 4th, the Alex C. Dove Memorial Concert featuring Art Stevenson and Highwater. It's going to be a great time and for a wonderful, wonderful cause. Let's stay in the Rome area for just a minute here, because next Saturday they've also got a very cool event happening at the Sandhill Wildlife Area. They've got guided bike tours from 12 to 1 p.m. See Sandhill at a slower pace. Join us at the Sandhill Wildlife Area so we can go on a guided bike tour through the property. Sandhill's own natural resources educator, Quinn Brownell, is leading a 10-mile bike ride through diverse habitats and scenic views. This is a semi-challenging bike ride because of the length. Bring your bike, sunscreen, water, and snacks. Helmets are required, just so you know. Meet in the Sandhill parking lot at 9 a.m. Class is limited to 20 participants, so keep that in mind, everyone. Going to get, if you really are interested, make sure you sign up now. Registration is required before August 2nd, that's Wednesday, and along with a $5 registration fee per person. So keep that all in mind. Go to their website, dnr.wisconsin.gov/topic/land-wildlife-areas. You'll find it there. You can also email Quinn Brownell at quinn.brownell, B-R-O-W-N-E-L-L. At wisconsin.gov or call 715-884-6335. And that is what's coming up next Saturday. We're going to take a break right now. When we come back, we are going to get ready to wrap up the show, of course. We've got some more events happening in the future. We're going to touch on a few of those. And we'll wrap everything up here on this lovely Saturday on Over the Back Fence here on WFHR.
This is an advertisement for health insurance from Jeff Clark & Associates Insurance Services. There are many ways to purchase health insurance. You can go online, attend a seminar, or even call an insurance company. But when you are ready for personal, individual, professional, one-on-one service, come see us at Jeff Clark & Associates Insurance Services. We offer a variety of health insurance plans and companies to help you find the best plan to fit your needs. Come to your local agents, Jeff Clark & Associates Insurance Services, 3340 8th Street South, or call 715 715-
424-4101.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Every year across America, a staggering 4.2 million youth are homeless or trafficked. Covenant House is the national leader providing safe housing for youth 50 years strong. Help us fight youth homelessness. Go to covenanthouse.org.
Over the Back Fence has moved. Tune in on Saturdays at 11 a.m. for an hour of water cooler talk, items you're looking to buy or sell, upcoming events in central Wisconsin, or just whatever. Join the conversation by calling 715-424-2600, and we'll go over the back fence at its new day and time, Saturdays at 11 a.m. It's the audio community bulletin board that comes to you. We'll see you there.
Hi, I'm Mandy Roberts, financial advisor with Thrivent. I'm here to help you assess your finances and find solutions to meet your needs. Let's ensure you have a strategy for success. To get started, call 715-470-1303. That's 715-470-1303.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. A mix of clouds and sun this afternoon, with daytime highs approaching 82. Northwest winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows level off around 54. Tonight, mainly clear skies. Mainly sunny skies and calm again. Tomorrow, chance for scattered showers. Highs level off around 78.
For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Vujcicki.
Currently, it's 76.
Welcome back, everyone, to Over the Back Fence on WFHR. Hope you're having a great Saturday out there. We've got about 8 minutes left of the show here. Thanks, everyone who's called in today. Do appreciate, of course. That's what this show is all about, is your phone calls, 424-2600. If you want to get a call in here in the last few minutes of the show, that is what we're here for. And we got a few more, couple more things I want to go over real quick before we wrap up the show today. Once more, a big, big shout out to our sponsor, Jeff Clark & Associates, now in two locations, right here in Rapids at 3340 8th Street South, and in Stevens Point now, 1265 Main Street, Suite 103. The same number, same phone number for both places, 424-4101. And check out their website at jca-insurance.com. Don't forget, they're all about Medicare help on that. We've got health insurance, life insurance. We've got personal insurance. If you want a no-cost consultation, call today, 424-4101. Their normal business hours are 8 to 5, Monday through Friday. Thanks once again to them for sponsoring Over the Back Fence. A couple more events I want to touch on here before we wrap up the show. Coming up next Sunday, the 102nd Church Picnic at St. Philip's in Rudolph. How cool is that? At the world-famous Grotto Shrine and Wonder Cave, that's where it's taking place. This is always a big, big event. Mass starts at 10 o'clock in church. All activities are on the grounds. From 12 to 4, an old-time brass band will be playing. There'll be a covered dance floor as well. So if you want to take out your dancing shoes and cut a rug, you are more than welcome to do that. There'll be children's games beginning at 11. Also, bingo for prizes will also begin at 11. There'll be basket raffle drawing at 3:30, a cash raffle drawing at 4 p.m., $3,600 in cash prizes. That's very cool. Food, refreshments, games, raffles, everything will be there at the 102nd Church Picnic, St. Philip in Rudolph, at the Grotto Shrine and Wonder Cave, Sunday, August 6th. Very fun event coming up for that. There's a couple of two other things I want to touch on here real quick, happening in Rapids in a couple of weeks, not this coming week. Or excuse me, one of them's not in here, one of them's in Rome. It's Gather by the Gazebo. The final one is happening August 8th. That is a Tuesday, I had to check real quick there, August 8th, that is a Tuesday from 5:30 to 7. Come join friends and family for music, food, and fun at Alpine Village Business Park in the town of Rome for the final Gather by the Gazebo, Music in the Park. The final Rendezvous in the Park will be also be coming up in the middle of August as well. That's it, Riverside Park in Nacoosa. We'll touch on that one next week. Coming up at Helen's Zoo House at the Wisconsin Rapids Municipal Zoo, 1911 Gaynor Avenue. The final program that they do this year will be our good friend, David Stokes. DWStokes.com, if you want to check out more about what he does. He's going to be doing two performances, 11:30 and 3:30, on Wednesday, August 9th. Through songs, stories, movements, and riddles, plus live animals and artifacts, have fun getting up close and personal with wildlife. This is, once again, David Stokes, who's been here every year for the last couple of years. He's a wonderful entertainer and educator. It's always a fun time with David Stokes. I do want to mention that all of these wonderful family-friendly events happening at Helen Zoo House throughout the summer is supported by the Helen Mead Fund through Encourage. Of course, big shout-out to Encourage and all that they do and the Helen Mead Fund for supporting these very cool and very fun activities throughout the summer at our great local, open to the public, free zoo here in Wisconsin Rapids. All right, let's see. Let's get this out here. One more. Our friends at the Kiwanis are having their charity golf scramble coming up on Monday, August 14th. So get your team together now. 11 a.m. registration, 12 p.m. shotgun start. This is at the Ridges Golf Course in Rapids. This is the third annual, by the way. The tickets are $85 per person or $340 per team of four. If you just wanted to attend the dinner, that's just $20 a person. This includes the green fee, the cart, the prizes, the dinner. 100% of proceeds will be distributed to area charities. That is what the Kiwanis does. Big shout out to them, of course, because this is one of their big fun events that they have. Four-person teams, 18 holes of golf, par three events, skins and mulligans, door prizes, 50-50 raffle and baskets, putting contests. It's going to be a great, fun time, of course. Anytime, if you're a golfer, I'm going to get out there, get your name in the game, as it were. Check out the local Kiwanis' website for more information, wrkiwanis.org/yourcharitygolfouting. That is, we'll have more information on how to register and how to sign up and get your team together for that. My goodness, full day today here on Over the Back Fence. I want to thank everyone for listening. Thank everyone for calling in. Those of you who did, thank you. Helps make the time go a lot faster. The more calls, the better. So keep that in mind. I will be off again next Saturday. Your friend and mine, James J. Maloff, will be taking over for me. Thanks you, James, for letting me take the Saturday off there. And we'll be seeing you all throughout the week here on WFHR. Don't forget, tomorrow from 6 to 8, we've got Seth Faces the Music. The face is my theme for this week. From 8 to 9, James and I talk to Michael Charles, the artist, the blues guitarist, the songwriter. Listen to his music, listen to his interview. He's a wonderful artist to talk to. He'll be coming to Holly Rocks here very shortly. We tease that as well. Can't wait for him to come to town and show us what he can do. That's Director's Cut 8 to 9. Looking ahead to the week, don't forget, Monday morning, bright and early from 7 to 8 on our sister station, Wiz Country 105.5 WIRI. We've got the Sunrise Show, Coffee, Conversation, and Country. By the way, get your requests in for that, james.maloff@civicmedia.us. You can also check out our Facebook page, send us a direct message that way. We want to play your requests for that show, so get your requests in. If we've got it, we will play it. If we don't got it, get it to us now so we can find it and we can put it in and then we can play it. So make sure you get that into us as well. Of course, the morning show from 8 to 10, Monday through Friday here on WFHR. The usual, what does James say again? I forgot he hasn't used it in a while. The usual unusual suspects for that. So tune in for that all week long. You're going to have more me this week. Melissa's got a couple of days off, so you're stuck with me. I feel really bad. I'm really bad about that. Join us for that, of course, as well. Don't forget Trail Tunes on Thursday from 7 to 8. Got a new show coming up for that as well. It's got a few seconds left of the show. Want to thank everybody once again for tuning in, for all the calls that we got. Keep it coming, everybody. This show will stay on the air as long as you can keep it on there. James will be with you next week from 11 to noon on Over the Back Fence. I'm getting my words messed up here. Stay tuned for the Cripes Cast with Charlie Behrens. That'll be coming up in just a few minutes here on WFHR. We are locally grown radio.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids 1320 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's